Okay. I went long on Tuesday, and so I'm gonna chalk this one up fast, and I'm gonna make it short because we're already over 30 minutes for the week on Taiwan specials, and this is gonna be brief. I don't want to get into public panic. I know everybody is in public panic. Kind of. We're kind of in public panic mode. There's also calm. You know, everybody's staying home. People are growing emotionally. Some people are being idiots, but a lot of people are praying like they never have. You know, one guy I saw on the internet, Facebook or something, I don't know who it was. He says, because I'm bored, I decided to read the entire Bible. And I'm going, oh, don't say that. I mean, think about that. I'm bored, so I'm going to read the entire Bible. Like, because he's stuck home under this quarantine jazz, as we'll call it. You know, I'm stuck home. I'm forced to stay home. I'm bored. I'm going to read the Bible. If you say that, you just told God that you're only going to read the Bible when there's a global crisis and you're forced to stay home. So what? Are you trying to encourage God to create more global crises to force you to stay home to read the Bible more? If you're only going to do what you need to do, if you're only going to do your homework and read the Bible and make yourself a better person when there's a global crisis, don't say that that's why you're doing it. You're only encouraging God to give you more problems. Just learn your lesson, man, and read the Bible without the crisis. And if it's going to take a crisis for you to wake up and do what you need to, don't tell God. My goodness, maybe quietly apologize to him and promise, okay, I'll read my Bible next time without the crisis. Might tell God that, but people ask, why does God let this happen? I'm bored, I'm going to read the Bible. Why does God let this happen? I'm bored, I'm going to read the Bible. Gee, answering your own question here, this isn't complicated. Okay, look. Everyone worried, you know, a lot of people are worried about civil liberties. Is government lying? I talked about that for 20 long, boring minutes on Tuesday. First Taiwan special this week, the day before yesterday. Look, I've been saying this 1,000 times. I wrote it in my book, The People's Party. The solution to our worry about civil liberties is simple. The militia. Listen, look at me. Look at me. The solution to our problems with civil liberties, our rights being stepped on, maybe lies about this, it all goes back to the fact that everyone in America, or whatever your country is not a member of the militia. The militia is the voluntary army that can call up itself and has leaders given by the state and can be called up by the state and is trained by the state according to a training curriculum issued by the federal government. The curriculum is, you shall know how to do this, you shall know how to do that, you shall be able to explain this, you shall understand this. Now, the textbooks you use to teach all that, that's not curriculum. That's material. That's teaching material. That's different. So the states can choose their books and their teaching methods, but everyone's got the same objectives, the same final exam from the federal government. But they're taught differently by the state, and their leaders are appointed by the state. This is all Constitution. Constitution says this. The federal government and Congress, you know, trained by the state in a manner that shall be prescribed by Congress. Okay, that's all there. But the militia is everybody. Everybody. And applied to today's situation, the militia should be required by every man and woman for high school graduation. If they're disabled, then they've got a toned down militia training so that they can still do something. At least know how to be evacuated from a building. That should be part of militia training. I was dealing with a kid from Cabrini Green. I was talking with him a few years ago. You know, African American, Cabrini Green. My dad took him out back when he was 10 years old and taught him how to shoot a 22. Now, he's in the south side of Chicago. He does not have a fascination with guns. He's not running out there with a gun, threatening people, hurting people. He's not part of the gun violence scene because the fascination was taken away from him because he was trained to use a firearm correctly. The solution to the gun problem is that people aren't trained in responsibility. We don't need to clip people's wings. We don't need to cut people's hands off because they might use them to steal. We need to train people to be good. We need people to be stronger. Everyone needs to be trained in school. Firearm, here's how to use it. Here's how to be safe with it. If you go commit a crime, here's what we do to you. And then you've got, most people in society are good for the most part. Most people in society obey the law. If everyone in society is a trained soldier, not just a gun carrier. I don't like this NRA, we've got a right to keep our guns. I'm not a fan of that. We've got a right to be trained as soldiers in high school, Constitution, militia. I'm telling you, the militia is the solution. Finish your militia. See, no militia, no guns. Second Amendment. Because the militia is necessary, we don't touch gun rights because the militia is necessary. We shouldn't have background checks. We should have militia certification checks. Did you graduate from the militia class in high school? Okay. Let's see your state registration. Make sure you're in good standing. Okay, here's your gun. By the way, that's all we need. We don't need background checks in a big, huge government to try to figure out whether people are good because we're too lazy to obey the Constitution and train the militia. The big constitutional crisis, the constitutional delinquency, the federal government, the state governments are in violation of the Constitution, not for taking away guns, but for not training the militia. We need the militia. The citizens are all soldiers. They can call themselves up if they want. And if everyone were a soldier, then it'd be a whole lot. We wouldn't be afraid. We could just give soldier instruction to everybody. Okay. You know what? Remember I said Tuesday, I said that I think that this is a fire drill. The virus thing is like a fire drill. There's some reality to it. There was a little grass fire outside, and then they claimed the whole building was on fire to have everybody practice evacuating. I think that's kind of what's going on. And maybe it was a safe measure because the grass fire was close to the school building or whatever. In my example, I think that this was a little problem that was turned into a fake big problem, a real little fake big, to see what would happen in a real pandemic. I put that case out there a couple days ago. If everyone, man and woman, high school, were trained in the militia, what they could have done from the beginning was not say that there's a real virus outbreak. They could have just called a virus outbreak drill from the beginning. You know, when the fire alarm goes off in your building, they don't tell you if it's a drill or not. They just tell you the fire alarm's going off and you are obligated by law to get out, whether it's a drill or it's a real fire. That's what they tell you. So they should have just called a virus drill and follow procedure according to your militia training that we obeyed the Constitution to teach you in high school before you could graduate or drive or vote. And now follow those procedures and we're going to do virus drill. That's what they could have done. And then there wouldn't be suspicion of government. So, there's the People's Party. It's a book. You can get it on the ebook platforms. It's free on most of them. Kindle, Amazon Kindle is luxury. It costs 99 whopping cents. And if you're a cheapskate, go find it on Smashwords. Download it free. Once it hits 1,000, I'm gonna start charging money for it. The People's Party. There's no reason we can't unify ourselves and get along with the other guys, Democrat, Republican, start a new party. And we need to focus on letting states do what they want, but let different states and counties have their different laws. My goodness. Respect differences. My goodness. And train the militia. Train the militia. Okay. All right. I said it enough. I'm going to say it again. Train the militia. See you next week.